All right, Tuesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. Be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. You know, it's amazing. Kamala wants a wall. I mean, Trump says no tax on tips. 2 months later, she says no tax on tips, even though she advocated specifically for tax on tips when of course, they hired on 87,000 more IRS agents. Remember that? It wasn't just that she voted for some sort of omnibus bill, which happens to include tax on tips. She specifically went after tips herself.
Yes.
And then 2 months after Trump says no more tax on tips, she wants no more tax on tips. Now, before I get into all that, Aaron, if you got that first pick you hunted down for me, just throw it down. I just wanted to throw this out there. You saw it was a rather long pregame video that I showed, but I had to show it. It's too good not to show. It was actually posted by Kanakoa the Great. That man standing to Trump's back left is Sergeant, and he was the man testifying on the video, Sergeant Tyler Vargas Andrews, who had his right arm and left leg blown off at the Abbey Gate. And if you watch the video, he was one of those asking for permission to shoot the Unabomber. And I just, you know, it's the anniversary was yesterday of the Abbey Gate debacle. The Abbey Gate massacre, the fully preventable Abbey Gate massacre, like people might say, none of the people that are watching this podcast, but others would say move on. Does he get to move on? I spoke at length about this last night, but nobody, and again, I'm not talking about my audience. I'm not talking about the people in this room that are in here with me. It's Heather, Aaron, and myself. But I'm talking about the Democratic Party and Rhino Republicans. As you sit there and he's testifying in front of Rhino Republicans that sent him to Afghanistan for no reason at all. Now we're out. Nobody cares until it actually lands on their own doorstep when you're standing there without your right arm and without your left leg. And when you have to live with the very fact that you are asking for permission to shoot the Unabomber over and freaking over and freaking over again. And your command, your CEO tells you, whether it was a non-com or a CO, tells you, I don't know if I can give you permission. That's the Biden military. That was also the Obama military. Many people are right now languishing in military prisons inside the United States of America, Leavenworth, right now, because of ROEs, rules of engagement, that were put out by Barack and Big Mike.
Yep.
And they're languishing in prison right now for... there we go. Offenses that they committed inside of Iraq or Afghanistan. Blowing up the wrong building, killing the wrong person. It's war. Did you notice how none of those things were happening under Trump? And by the way, there was no wars. And the wars that he did actually initiate, he didn't initiate any wars, but he initiated some battles where he defeated ISIS in 2 months.
Yeah.
Because you know how long it would take the United States military to defeat ISIS if it was unleashed? 2 months, they may not even have been fully unleashed in that amount of time. But instead, we're sitting in Afghanistan for as long as I can remember.
Yeah.
I mean, since at least 2001, we're sitting in Afghanistan for 23, 24 years. Doing what? Funding the military industrial complex, which is, you know, Raytheon, Lockheed Martin, which, by the way, are all DEI companies and Democratic Party companies. So guys like Sergeant Tyler Vargas Andrews and all the 13 others that lost their lives and the 150 civilians that lost their lives that day at an airport that was surrendered by the Taliban and then re-unsurrendered by the Biden administration, given back to the Taliban, says, you know what? You can have Kabul Airport. You can have it. And for your evacuations. And the Biden administration says, no, you know what? You can keep it under your control. And then they blow up. They send in a Unabomber into Abbey Gate and kill 13 servicemen and women and grievously wound many others like Sergeant Andrews right here. And people don't care unless it's their kid. And you just sit there and as they pan to different Republicans that love to send people to war, everybody but themselves goes to war.
Yeah.
All of these, whether it's, you know, Blumenthal or Durbin or all the rest of them that love these wars, that they're not dying in. I mean, do you realize that Ukraine is gone? I mean, Ukraine is a very corrupt country, but it's the peasants that are fighting in the war.
Yeah.
The Russian serfs that are fighting in the war. And none of the bourgeois leftist globalist elite, which includes, by the way, Putin and Zelensky. So Putin's not as bad as Zelensky, even. Putin still has the Orthodox Church in his country. Zelensky doesn't. He's banned them already.
Yeah.
But we're going to fight. We're gonna go send $200 billion to fight for democracy, for a country that's labeled democracy, that has no elections, no opposition parties, and no opposition media. And guys like Sergeant Tyler Vargas Andrews right here have their limbs blow off for those have their limbs blown off for those causes. I mean, it absolutely just boggles the mind how anybody can believe anything they hear from this government ever. But the anniversary of the Abbeygate was yesterday, 8/26, 2024, 3 years later. So let me move on. Otherwise, I'll talk about it all night long. It's day. I wanted to just wish everybody a happy day 37 of Kamala Harris's boycott of all media. I mean, I just wanted to wish everybody. We have a presidential candidate for one of the two major political parties who has not spoken to the media in 37 days. 37 days. Trump talks to him every day, has had how many interviews over the last 37 days?
Oh my
and
gosh.
By the way, she's nowhere to be found. Here we are again.
Yeah.
Who's running the country? Is anybody? I mean, Aaron, you, if you think of anything, please put yourself on. Where's Joe Biden at? The last I heard, he was on a beach in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. That's the last I heard.
Same.
So while, you know, Trump was there at Arlington, and Biden did show up at like a Arlington thing, but made sure he had no contact with the Abbeygate families, of course, because it's all well and good because it doesn't land on his own doorstep. No, Tom, Bo Biden died. No, Bo Biden died of brain cancer. And it's not, I'm not speaking ill of the dead or anything like that. I wish Bo Biden was alive, but how many times are we going to hear Joe Biden say that his son died in Iraq?
Right.
Just like he says that his wife died in a DUI crash. That's not true.
No. Nope.
And his wife died after he was dating Jill.
Yep.
we all aware of these facts.
Yeah.
Jill and I met on a blind date. Jill was a campaign staffer along with her husband who she committed adultery against. And Joe Biden wrecked her ex-husband's Stingray, Corvette 67 Stingray, which is one of his pseudonames he used on governmental emails. He wrecked Jill Biden's current husband's 67 Stingray. It's who these people are.
Yeah.
And I'm not just talking about Democrats. There's many Republicans that are just like it. And I'm a very devout Republican right-winger, of course. But anyway, so it's day 37. And one of the candidates for president of the United States has not spoken to the media in 37 days. Now you're like, well, she has scheduled an interview with CNN on Thursday. That's correct. That'll be day 39. Jeez. And by the way, nope. And by the way, she's doing it with Tim Walz. What? With Tim Walz? Why is she not doing it alone?
Yeah.
I thought she was all for feminism and you don't need a man. But she's got to be there with Tim Walz, of course. And of course, it's going to be, who's it going to be? Is it Dana or Dana? Nobody knows. It's like Kamala, whatever it may be. Dana Bash is hosting it, of course. Oh. Dana Bash, whose husband orchestrated the 51 intel chiefs that said the Hunter Biden laptop had sure earmarks of Russian disinformation. He orchestrated the entire thing, which, by the way, is treasonous and election interference.
Yeah.
Dana Bash's husband orchestrated all that throughout the CIA. And here's the thing. You need to know something. It is all back to, you know, we are family. They are all family. All these people know each other. If you actually remember that goofy thing that went back, who's the Footloose guy? Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon. How everything relates back to Kevin Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
You just go into Washington, D.C. Everybody relates to one another. Everybody is somebody's kid, somebody's friend, somebody's attorney's spouse. They all know each other and they all work together. Aaron, you go.
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Six degrees of every swampster inside of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
They know each other and then they call their cabal democracy, or they call their cabal, which is all personal enrichment, their own personal oligarchy. They label their own oligarchy America or democracy. And if you attack their oligarchy, which is built on lies, then you are a threat to democracy and you are a threat to national security. See what they do? That's what they do. So she's doing an interview on day 39 of her boycott of all media. Now, the question is, where is she at right now? Does anybody know? I mean, there's nobody more on media, more that spends, well, there probably is some people that do, But there are very few people who spend as much time in research as I do.
Yeah.
Very few people. All right. Now, Alex Jones does. He does. But I mean, credit to him.
Yeah.
But I am on the news channels via Twitter for hours a day to the place my wife tells me to get off. I'm on there all the time sending stuff to Aaron. Aaron has to turn his notifications off on his phone.
That's true.
Because I send so much stuff into the podcast all the time.
All
so
hours
like,
of the
yeah,
night.
All hours of the night, it's like 3:30 in the morning. Aaron doesn't go to bed early either. But, you know, maybe at 5 o'clock in the morning he wants to go to sleep, and here comes ba-bing, ba-bing, yeah. Because I'm sending stuff into it.
100%.
Into the podcast. I haven't seen a thing about what she's doing today. She, you know what she's doing? Is debate prep. She's actually sequestered herself for debate prep. Because you know what it is she knows that there's going to be such mass cheating that she's going to win. I'm not saying that's true, but it's what she knows.
Yeah.
It's just like they hid Biden in a basement using COVID as an excuse for 3 months prior to the election. The man never went out and did anything. And when he did actually do something, it would be like the 14 people in the big giant circles. Remember?
Yeah.
And so they just hit him, but they knew that they were going to cheat. They knew that they learned their lesson in 16. So in 2020, they shut down the counting in the middle of the night. Told us they're shut down the count. You know, that's the whole thing. Everything is a play on words. To actually ever explain anything, you have to counter what you initially say. They shut down the county, but they didn't actually shut down the county. In Atlanta or Philadelphia or any of the seven cities in the six states, which gave Joe Biden the 42,000 votes that he needed to win the general election. Yeah, there it is. That was Joe Biden on the stump. And he wins the election. He gets 84 million votes. That gets 84 million votes? Absolutely not. So she thinks I can do whatever I want, and I'm going to win because they're going to cheat for me on the night of the election. But here's the thing. We are amassing an army, and I hope to get to election fraud tonight, although it's already 9:23. Doesn't look real good because we're going to have to go deep into the wall. But we are amassing an army via the well-run now RNC through Laura Trump, and we are watching this election closely. Let me say to everybody in the chat, S. Clark, 1968, is on. East Trout is on. Coco Dominky is on. 23 Justin Blake is on. Sue Shine is on. Scooter 8887 is on. I see the nude monk. Don Hayward, Christopher Arnott, Ron John Boogerman is on. Neon Widow is on. Jenny Malfeasy is on. Christopher Arnott's on. Nude Lynn McGroin, the McGroin Nation, has made a statement. Don Hayward is on. Sun Wu 45 is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Todd Suff is on. Hanzik Donovan is on. Absinthe Struth is on. BWO Labor is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. I see the one and only Snarl Barkley on. Love you guys. I can't read. Tim LT Bird is on. Depp Bland is on. Love you guys. Really do appreciate you. Really do. All right, let's hop into this now. Kamala Harris is now here. Let me go ahead and put the first one up for me. Axios pick. So here's the thing. Now, I want to tell you what's happening here. If you ever notice, Kamala Harris never says anything. She sends out a surrogate to say it. She never actually says anything. She, on her website, to this day, there are no policies listed. None. Go to Trump's website. Plenty of policies listed. Exactly what he's going to do. Nothing on her website. There's not one policy listed. What she does is she sends out a surrogate to explain to the public very briefly what she plans on doing. And that is what you call a trial balloon and see how bad it's received or how good it's received.
Yeah.
Like tax on tips, and goes back and reports to her. If it doesn't go well, you'll never hear about it again. And she can claim, I never said it. So what she's doing here with Axios, of course, a leftist communist rag, just a leftist political pundit site, calling themselves media, but they're not. Of course, they're fully and completely left-wing. But she has now leaked to them in an interview, I guess, some sort of interview or email exchange. Harris flip-flops on wall. Read the bottom. If she's elected president, Kamala Harris pledges to spend, get this now, hundreds of millions of dollars on the wall along the southern border, a project she once opposed and called un-American. Now, here's the thing. You can leave this up. How do you go? Now, there is no reversing some things. If you call something un-American, then how do you ever reverse yourself on that? There's no way. That's like saying, you know what? That is of the devil, and then reversing yourself on it.
Right.
There's no way to reverse yourself on something. If it's un-American, it's like Hussein Obama saying that the Bush $9 trillion debt was un-American, and he lumps on another $11 trillion on top of Bush's $9 trillion, putting us $20 trillion in debt when Trump took office?
Yeah.
But he calls that debt un-American. So he called it un-American. But then he does it. So I guess that is the Democratic Party way, is to call that which you're going to espouse in the future un-American. So now Kamala, she's leaking this to Axios. She's communicating this to Axios so that she can see how everybody responds to it. And if everybody does not respond, she doesn't care what you and I think, how people in the middle and how people in the left and the independents respond to her now, flip-flopping on the wall. If it's negative, she'll pull back from it and she'll say that this was misconstrued.
Yep.
By Axios. She'll blame Axios.
Yep.
And it's always so funny, all these outlets that end up getting blamed, they go back and lick boots anyway right afterwards and kiss butt.
That's so true.
You have to be completely devoid of all dignity and all integrity to have somebody call you a liar and then go back and shine their shoes. All right, so here's Kayleigh McEnany. Kamala Harris now wants a border wall, but take a walk down memory lane. Play for me, Heather.
But now she wants to, quote, build that wall. I mean, will we start hearing that at Harris rallies? She has a history of bashing the border wall. Several years of tweets. Look at this, calling it a, quote, waste and stupid. And while Trump rally crowds have been the ones chanting build that wall for almost a decade, Democrats derided them.
His racist wall at our southern border.
Quest for a racist and xenophobic wall.
That wall in itself is a racist reaction to a racist myth.
No matter how you feel about the wall, you know, I think it's a moral abomination.
America cannot simply build walls. We look foolish to the rest of the world.
A medieval wall, which you can't see through, across the length of the southern border will not make us any safer.
We have to do something other than building a wall that's immoral, expensive, ineffective, and not something that people do between countries.
A wall is an immoral symbol for our country.
So why the sudden epiphany?
All right, so let's look at the you saw the various representatives of the Democratic Party there. You saw Swallowswell there. You saw Nancy Pelosi there. You saw AOC there, Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, all the rest of them, as well as Kamala Harris. It was called a racist myth. It was called racist by itself. It was called medieval. And then you had Chucky Schumer there, the erectionist, Chucky Schumer. He comes up and he says that we can't have a wall you can't see through when the entire wall is
see-through.
It's called a moral abomination. It's called immoral. It's called ineffective. And now Kamala Harris wants to build it. I'll show you in a minute, is including it in her videos as if she built it. You're like, Tom, how do you even have a discussion about this, folks? I don't know. You're like, what do you do? I don't know. All you can do is call out their hypocrisy, but you're dealing with people who don't care.
Yep.
It's like, right, you can call me any name you want. I honestly don't care. If I had a bunch of people picketing outside of Foundation Church, we had a news station from Fort Myers camp in front of our church during COVID, filming our people coming in on Easter Sunday 2020. You know how much I cared? I don't care. You can say whatever you want about me. I don't care. Here's the flip side of that. When you actually speak truth to the Democrats, like you're a giant hierarchical hypocrite, they don't care. They honestly don't care. They're just going to stand pat, which you have to give credit where credit is due. When they get caught in their deceptions, they stand pat, they gird themselves up and back themselves up. When Republicans get caught telling the truth, they cave to lies.
Right.
With pressure from the liars. They cave to lies. We're seeing it now where they've all been caught censoring speech. Caught censoring speech. They're the liars. They lie not only about that which they censor, they lie about censoring. And then Republicans feel pressured from liars about telling the truth.
Right.
So now, after all of these labels, she's reversing herself and now wants to spend, quote, hundreds of millions of dollars on a southern border wall. You're like, how could anybody have that level of audacity? I don't know, because I couldn't do it. because I operate by truth. And if I make a mistake, I tell people I made a mistake.
Yep.
All right, here we go. RNC research video. I'm not going to vote for a wall under any... Oh, wait, it's Western Lensman. I'm wrong. Western Lensman video. Kamala Harris now pledges to build a border wall. Play it for me.
So it is irresponsible to not come up with a plan. And there have been bipartisan agreements, but this administration is not going to sign any of them because we have a president of the United States who has created a fiction about a crisis at the border, and he has held up the United States government and its workers around his vanity project called a wall. And it's a distraction from the real issues. And it's a distraction from the real issues.
Let me be very clear. I'm not going to vote for a wall under any circumstances. And I do support border security. And if we want to talk about that, let's do that.
And folks, on the subject of transnational gangs, let's be perfectly clear. The president's medieval vanity project is not going to stop them.
This issue is about a vanity project for this president.
Right.
And it is a problem of his own making.
Right.
And listen, when I travel this country, folks have plenty enough problems that they need their president to focus on,
you know what,
instead of a wall that, by the way, because I was a prosecutor for many years, including the Attorney General of California, I specialize on transnational criminal organizations.
Yeah.
That wall ain't gonna stop them.
No.
No.
I wanted some research done. If you really specialized in transgender, yes, transnational criminal organizations, I want proof of that because I keep hearing her saying that over and over again. And she allegedly prosecuted cabals coming across the southern border, prosecuted the cartels. I want proof of that. I want proof of her personal involvement with specializing in prosecuting transnational criminal organizations because I've never heard of it. The only thing I've ever heard of is her releasing migrants and her releasing repeat offenders to reoffend.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing I've ever heard her do. I want actual proof. It's just like when Joe Biden says, when all of my kids, I believe it was 14, turned 14, we traveled overseas and we all went to Dachau. We went to the concentration camps. I want proof that Hunter was there, Ashley was there, and Bo was there. I want proof. And I want proof that she actually specialized in prosecuting transnational criminal organizations. I would love to see proof of that assertion. Now, where the heck am I now? Am I in End Wokeness? Where am I at? End Wokeness video? Is that where I'm at?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, here it is. All right, so End Wokeness video. I get all caught up in my thing. I don't know how many sheets I went past. So End Wokeness video. You guys can side by side this. I don't think there's any sound to it anyway.
I added a little... little music. Oh,
mute it for me though, because okay. I'm gonna have to talk over it. But anyway, Kamala Harris now says she wants a wall on our southern border if elected. And Heather was talking about this while we were watching the montage of videos. Do these people actually not understand that there's technology? I mean, U.S. taxpayers' money to build border wall. Trump's border wall is just stupid. It's just a stupid use. Trump's border wall could cost taxpayers $70 billion. Cost $8 billion. Maybe instead of wasting money on a border wall, sign your name if you agree Congress should not spend money on the border wall. Trump is committed as ever to his border wall. We can spend money in a better place. Let me be clear. Trump's border wall is a waste of money and I'll block it. Did they not realize that this is, by the way, this is still all on her Twitter feed.
Yes.
She hasn't erased any of this. California is leading the charge against the border wall. Using children who grow up in this country. I can't, it's scrolling too fast for me to stay up on it, but Trump's immigration plan announced earlier, Trump's border wall is a waste of money over and over again. Stupid border wall. Trump's border wall, waste of money, all those different things. So, I mean, there you go. They're still on her Twitter feed.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you'd think that, well, I mean, I guess since Matthew Crooks has no digital footprint, you know, you think that maybe they could go back and actually erase her digital footprint also, but they don't do it. So she's now saying that she wants to build a border wall. And look at all these tweets against it.
Yeah.
But waste of money. All the different ones. So There you go. Let's go to the next one. Johnny MAGA video. Kamala will never be able to run away from this. I love this video. This is my favorite border video of tonight because it actually illustrates where we were the moment Trump left office. So if she wanted a wall, then she's going to have to explain this video. And what about over the last 3 years and 8 months? Why didn't you build a wall, Kamala? You were the border czar. You could have built the wall. Instead, they took all of these border wall parts, these $1 billion worth of materials, and sold them for pennies on the dollar. I think it was 7 cents on the dollar is what they sold all the border wall. So get this now. She's saying she wants a border wall, but during the time, which is right now, by the way, and by the way, if she wants a border wall, why is she not building it right now?
Yeah.
She's in charge right now. Why are you not building it right now? I went back and forth with this lady on Twitter, and she's saying that, you know, that I was wrong, call me some names or whatever, of course. And of course I did call her stupid. But anyway, so just being transparent on that. But anyway, she was saying, you know, you can't just close the border. And I'm like, why? Tell me why. If you want to close, she can close the border right now.
Yeah.
She's the border czar. We have no idea where she is. We have no idea where Biden is, so we know. You know, that somebody else, Susan Rice, is running the country along with Barack Hussein Obama. But they close the border right now. All you got to do is close the border. I mean, imagine being a Democrat and believing you can't close the border when you are the current occupant of the Oval Office, that you believe you cannot close the southern border. That would be akin to me telling Aaron that he cannot lock his door. He owns the house. He can lock the door.
Yep.
He's solely responsible for that house along with him and his wife. That's it. Aaron, you can't lock the door without my permission. You can't lock the door without the neighborhood's permission. If you're the president of the United States, you can close the border right now. You know how you close it? You close it. You say nobody gets in. That's the end of it. Think about being a Democrat and not understanding that you can simply say nobody can get in. Who would override that? The UN? Who would override it? Mexico? Canada? Justin Trudeau? WEF? Who would override it? There's nobody to override it. If you want to close the border, you can close it. So now she's espousing that she wants to build a wall. But for 3 years and 8 months, she not only didn't build a wall, she sold off all the parts for the wall. So if she wins election, she's going to have to buy all the, get this down. She sold off all the parts for pennies on the dollar. Now she's going to buy them back for a full price. So she lost all that money, lost all the money. Imagine this would be like you selling your car that's worth $10,000 for $100. You sold it for $100, so you lost $9,900 and then bought it back for $10,000. So now you're in the hole, $19,900. That's the government for you, baby. So here it is. Kamala will never be able to run away from this. She and Biden wasted millions of taxpayer dollars and cost countless lives to Johnny MAGA video to halt border wall construction. Play for me, Heather.
It reveals a construction zone frozen in time. Steel border wall bollards are left in stacks, and construction equipment sits on staging grounds. Just weeks before President Biden was inaugurated, the Trump administration pushed ahead to build a four-mile stretch of new border wall into the Patagonia Mountains.
This is the end of the road, about 15 miles east of Nogales, Arizona. This is as far as the border wall construction got. And what you see now is this carved-out path sitting next to the pristine, untouched landscape.
So this trench, I mean, this is the footer where they hope to put these bollards. 8 to 10 foot deep trench.
And they literally stopped in mid-trench.
You're just
late one.
So there you saw it. It was all, where were you at, Kamala? 3 years and 8 months. That's where it stopped, right there. 3 years and 8 months ago, the border wall stopped right there. It was not one construction material, not one shred of effort, not one shred of material, not one ounce of concrete was ever poured again. Not one bit of construction was done again for 3 years and 8 months, and now she wants to build a wall. And you're like, this is all beside the audacity of saying that it's immoral and un-American and medieval and stupid, like she said over the last, not just the last 3.5 years, but the 4 years under Trump and the years before that. So for the last decade, she's called it immoral, medieval, and all the other names that she, his own vanity project. And now suddenly she wants to build one. And it all stopped 3 years and 8 months ago. And just watch Watch the Krasenstein brothers come out and say, man, this is a great idea. So glad she's come. Now, the Krasenstein brothers badmouthed the wall for the last 10 years themselves.
Yep.
And now when she says she wants to build it, they're going to pretend like they were advocates for the wall for the last 10 years.
Yep.
You're like, how could anybody live with that level of without, well, there is no level. How do they actually live with zero integrity and zero dignity, and zero respect for themselves? Because they're whores.
Yep.
They're prostitutes. They're prostitutes for the globalist, leftist, bourgeois elitist, and they're getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars to do it. And they have no moral compass. They have no rudder at all. If somebody else paid them money, they'd advocate for those principles. Eventually, all these people will advocate for pedophilia. Watch. They've already trialed it with the renaming of pedophilia to minor attracted people. Eventually, all of them will jump on board. Notice how none of them badmouth it. They'll jump on board to that because there is no bottom. There is no bottom to their lack of moral character.
Yeah.
All right. So here's another one for you. Lips to TikTok video. Kamala is now saying she wants to build a wall. Does she know her running mate said, here's what Tim Walz said, that he would help illegals get ladders to scale a border wall? Play for me.
I think seeing a plan that's out there, talking about it with folks, knowing that he's not going to do anything. He talks about this wall. I always say, let me know how high it is. If it's 25 feet, then I'll invest in the 30-foot ladder factory. That's not how you stop this.
So now we know where both sides of the ticket actually stand. Walls is against the wall. And Harris has been against the wall, but they believe it's political expedient to now advocate for the wall. That means you are completely devoid of all character. All right, so let's move on now. I could talk about the wall, and we're not going to do that. We're going to get into the Trump trial information, stuff that's happening with various Trump trials here. Laura Loomer's up first. Laura Loomer tweet here. Laura Mershon and her business partner, Mike Nellis, who have served as advisors to Kamala Harris' presidential campaign, just refused to comply with the House Judiciary's request a second time. Now, leave this up for me. Why am I talking about this? Because Trump is scheduled to be sentenced in this trial. This is the campaign finance abomination, campaign finance trial, campaign finance persecution via prosecution in New York City with Judge Juan Mershon and his daughter, Lauren Mershon. Trump is scheduled to be sentenced on September 18th. Rumor has it from reliable sources that I've heard on Alex Jones, and I'm trying to think of maybe, I'm trying to remember who the source was, but anyway, if I remember it, I'll bark it out. But Rikers Island, New York, is making preparation to house Donald Trump. And rumor has it that it might be a year-long sentence. That's what rumor has it. I'm not sure that's going to happen. They may be getting prepared for what could happen, not necessarily what will happen, but we will see. But regardless of that, he's scheduled to be sentenced for the 34 felonies. This is why they all call him a felon, right? All the other cases have completely and totally fallen apart. Fannie Willis case in Atlanta, completely fallen apart because of her own corruption. The case in West Palm Beach, Florida, completely thrown out by Judge Eileen Cannon. That's out. Jack Smith's case, because of the SCOTUS ruling about presidential immunity, was kicked out. Now, he has re-indicted Donald Trump today. So I figured since he re-indicted Donald Trump today, we'll get into that, and Donald Trump is scheduled to be sentenced for his 34 felonious crimes that he didn't commit, which are not crimes and are crimes that have never existed before, 2023, and even in all other law enforcement agencies, U.S. Attorney, DOJ, Alvin Bragg himself had previously turned down this case until it was reinitiated by number three in the DOJ, Matthew Colangelo, all while Merrick Garland and Lisa Monaco said they had nothing to do with the prosecution, even though they said they're number three to reinvigorate the prosecution. And of course, just to lay this out for you, he's being sentenced because he put down on his tax return or in bookkeeping, because if anything, it's a bookkeeping third degree misdemeanor or civil offense, but it's not any of those things either, because this is not even that. You're always like, Tom, you're so specific, because I just want you to know what the different tiers are, but I want you to know that none of it actually really exists at all. It doesn't exist at all, because what it comes down to is Trump put his $120,000 payment to Stormy Daniels, which many people don't think he even knew about, which was facilitated by Michael Cohen, who is now a Trump adversary and who's just at the DNC badmouthing Trump, who was actually allegedly, according to Michael Avenatti, was the one actually having the affair with Stormy Daniels, not Donald Trump. And Stormy Daniels put out a signed statement saying she never had an affair with Donald Trump. But in that $120,000 payment facilitated by Michael Cohen, Donald Trump put it down as a personal expense. And Alvin Bragg, NYC, and Judge Mershon said it should have been put down as a campaign offense, a campaign expense. Now, if he would have put it down as a campaign expense, they would be prosecuting him for not putting it down as a personal offense. But since he put it down as a personal offense, they're going to prosecute him for not putting it down as a campaign offense. You're like, that, Tom, there's no way to win. Correct. These are the 34 felonious counts right here. That's what it's all based on. That's it. There's no, they always call it the illicit payments or the lied about payments to Stormy Daniels. That never happened. Never lied about anything. He marked it on the form, personal attorney expense. That's what it was. It wasn't hidden from his taxes. Wasn't hidden from the IRS. It wasn't hidden from the government. It was all subpoenaed. He turned it in. That's it. So Lauren Mershon, the judge's daughter, and her business partner, Mike Nellis, who have served as advisors to Kamala Harris' presidential campaign. That's the judge who's going to sentence Donald Trump on September 18th. Just refused to comply with the House Judiciary's record request a second time. Mike Nellis, the business partner of Judge Juan Mershon's daughter, Lauren Mershon, has just posted his reply to the Judiciary Committee and Jim Jordan, refusing for the second time now to comply with the House Judiciary's request for the Authentic Campaigns documents. That's the name of Lauren Mershon's company, Authentic Campaigns, of which she has received millions of dollars from Kamala Harris, Adam Schiff, Dan Goldman. Dan Goldman actually prepped a witness for this trial. Sitting New York, Manhattan Congressman Dan Goldman prepped a witness for this trial. Remember, but everybody's unbiased. Told you, it is one giant circle bleep symbiote. That's what it is. And you and I aren't part of it. We're endlessly being victimized by it, or they attempt to victimize us, but with it. So here's the guy, by the way. This is the Michael Nellis. Aaron, if you could, you guys put up that next, just put up the pic for me. There you go. That's him. Now, who's in the picture with him? You got fat guy in white shirt. That's Michael Nellis. Now, if you had to picture Michael Nellis, isn't that exactly how you'd picture him?
Yeah.
He looked just like that. Just like that. Who's he dancing with right there? That would be the guy that's sentencing Donald Trump. So you've got, I want to make sure I get the names of the Authentic Campaigns, the partner with Lauren Mershon, dancing with the man. And remember, this guy right here and Lauren Mershon raised $100 million off the trial itself, which is why Judge Mershon kept extenuating things so she could keep raising more money because she gets 10% of that. So at minimum, she's received $10 million off this trial. And Judge Mershon is going to give an unbiased judgment on September 18th, right?
Of course.
And now, Authentic Campaigns, like co-owner or partner right here, Michael Nellis, he's dancing with Mershon. With Judge Mershon at this party. Anybody who's done, this is what kills me about, I'm just seeing here, I'm looking at my report here, see if there's anything more that's worth mentioning. It's not, it's 9:49, I'm going to get to nothing else. I've got a 5-pager on this, I'm not going to read it to you. I was going to read it. But any Republican who still believes that there's even a veneer of credibility in almost any judiciary system in this country has lost their freaking mind. Here it is right there. The judge's daughter's partner, who own Authentic Campaigns, raised $100 million off of the trial that he's about to sentence the defendant in. All right, let me put up the next one for you. Michael Nell's tweet. Here it is. Update says look how much thinner he makes himself look in his profile pic. Hey, go back to the previous pic. Can you do that, Heather? Can you go back to the previous pic? Look at his profile pic. Now, that's him. This is like a dating app, but that's the real him. go to the next one for me. So that's what he puts up and is like, what are some of those dating sites? I don't even know.
Tinder.
He puts that up in Tinder. That's
Bumble.
His picture. Yeah. What is the other one?
Bumble.
Yeah, he puts, that's him written reality.
Maybe Grindr, you know.
Yeah, Grindr. He's grinding here probably with Judge Mershon. So here you go. So that's the real Michael Nellis. and now this is his Tinder pick. Update, the Republican-led House Judiciary Committee has no valid legislative purpose for the documents they're requesting. That's not up to you to say. Sorry, you're breaking the law. And by the way, this is what Peter Navarro and Steve Bannon went to prison for. So I know right now with Garland and Monaco running the DOJ that he's not going to jail. You don't need to send that to me in the chat. I know it. But one of these days, we're going to run the DOJ. I believe that we will be running the DOJ at noon on January 20th of 2025.
Yeah, baby.
And the moment that that happens, Mike Nellis needs to be subpoenaed. He's already been subpoenaed. He needs to have a capias, an affidavit filed against him, a warrant issued for his arrest for obstruction of Congress, which is exactly what they did to Navarro and exactly what Bannon is sitting in prison right now. Bannon is the only misdemeanor conviction in the federal system right now, just like Navarro was before him. If they would have shared time together, which maybe they did for a couple of days, they were the only two misdemeanors in the federal system, federal penitentiary system. This is the current, I mean, imagine this. We have such a corrupt court judiciary system, especially at the federal level, but also very, obviously, very corrupt in Chicago, very corrupt in New York, very corrupt under Gascon in L.A., Krasner in Philadelphia. It is so corrupt that you have no other misdemeanor convictions in the federal penitentiaries except for two Republican Trump advisors. That's how corrupt we are. So this guy needs to be prosecuted immediately on January 20th. Let's go to the next one. Laura Loomer tweet. Not only did Nellis, the business partner of Judge Mershon's daughter, Laura Mershon, just refuse to comply with the judiciary congressional records request for the second time, but these screenshots show that while he was attending the DNC convention in Chicago last week, where Authentic Campaigns is headquartered, Judge Mershon's daughter, this is the guy who didn't recuse himself, and just remember this, and I don't mean to be redundant, but I always like to make sure that people understand the full picture. Mershon was also on, he's assigned to the following cases. The previous Trump official who was charged with paying people's parking tickets. That's basically what happened. So he was on that trial. He's on the scheduled upcoming Bannon trial, and he was on the Trump trial. Now, the odds of anybody being assigned any case in that jurisdiction is 1 in 24, and he's made all three Trump trials. Now, the only problem is they select from 24 judges for every trial in NYC. Only problem is he's not part of the 24 judges. So his chances of being on those trials are zero. But yet he's on those trials. Just like they stopped counting ballots in November of 2020 while they still counted ballots. It all makes absolutely no sense except for abject corruption, of course. So you have Authentic Campaigns, which is headquartered at the DNC in Chicago. Remember where they had your free vasectomies and abortions? And by the way, just update on that. 27 abortions were actually done on site. Ugh. Just so you know, I don't know how many other procedures were done, but vasectomies, I don't know. But there was 27 abortions in a week. Congratulations, they killed 27 people. And they honestly believe that they're on the side of righteousness after you butcher 27 kids in the womb right in front of the DNC. So Authentic Campaigns is headquartered in Chicago, and the daughter who owns Authentic Campaigns is the daughter of the judge who's about to sentence their opposition party's candidate. Where Authentic Campaigns is headquartered, he was with Democrat operatives like Rachel Bitecoffer, whatever that name is, who is teaching Democrats how to fight dirty this election season by falsely portraying Trump supporters as murderous, delusional fascists. So let's look at the judge's friend, the co-owner, business partner of the judge's daughter. Go to the next one for me. So here he is with Rachel Bitecoffer. Rachel Bitecoffer, tough love session for Democrats. Time to fight dirty. Fight dirty. Like, you mean, you mean like prosecuting your political opponents? That sort of fight dirty? Political scientist strategist sees a winning strategy. Paint the GOP as murderous, delusional fascists. This is who Judge Mershon's business partner is hanging out with at the DNC. Want to see a pic? Go to the next one. There they are, partying down. That's them. And Donald Trump and all these Democrats. Donald Trump's a convicted felon. Yeah, with people like this. People like this. Rigged system. All right, let's go to the next one. Moving on to the Jack Smith case. So Jack Smith has filed a superseding indictment in D.C. against President Trump. You know what the superseding indictment, by the way, he got the indictment because the grand jury is 95%, they're 100% Democrat. D.C. went 95 to 98% for Biden.
Yeah.
And this is, of course, notice how they schedule all of Trump's trials in hyper blue districts, right? You've heard me say it over the last 4 years of 15 days to flatten the curve. Blue districts, blue judges, blue juries, blue grand juries, and blue prosecutors, blue appellate courts. Because this is the Tanya Shutkin case. Then his civil case with the real estate deal in Manhattan, or was that? I can't remember whether that was the civil sexual Engeron. That was the sexual assault case. Was Engeron? I think I can't. I've been getting confused with so many cases. But anyway. So this is the Tanya Shutkin case. And he does what's called a quote unquote superseding indictment because it was all thrown out because of the immunity ruling with the SCOTUS. In other words, anything that you do as part of your official capacity as president of the United States, you are immune from prosecution.
Yeah.
So what does Jack Smith do? What were the previous, Aaron, can you blow that up? I need that where it says criminal number, right-hand side. As big as you possibly can. I can see it, but I want to make sure people can see it as I read this to them. But so what he did was a superseding indictment. I need to see if he can squeeze in all four. Right there. Freeze it. Perfect. So I want everybody to see this. Now, what is different about this indictment than the last indictment? Nothing. Exact same four charges. The exact same four charges that he's now saying somehow were outside of the scope of his official capacity. Same exact charges. Look at the charges. Conspiracy to defraud the United States. How did he defraud? I would love to see that illustrated on a PCA, probable cause affidavit. I would love to see it illustrated on a piece of paper, line by line, how Donald Trump defrauded the United States of America. Like insurance fraud, defrauding people out of money. How did he defraud the United States of America? What did he do? Did he sit in the office? Did he have to be pulled out by the National Guard? No, he didn't defraud anybody. Next charge, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding. How? How did he obstruct an official proceeding? You are looking at a person right now who has filled out hundreds of probable cause affidavits charging people with crimes. There has to be elements of a crime. You have to have what's called probable cause. Probable cause is for charging people. Proof beyond a reasonable doubt is convicting people. This right here, there are no elements of the crime. Of course, it was the exact same thing in the Mershon case with the Stormy Daniels case. There's no elements of any crime, but yet he's being charged because of the whole blue district, blue jurisdiction, blue judge, blue prosecutor, blue jury, blue grand jury, blue appellate court. Who's going to stop it? If I charged Aaron with a theft, but there was no elements of the crime where nothing was stolen, Aaron, I'm charging you with grand theft. Okay, in state of Florida, that would have to be a theft of over $300. Aaron stole nothing, but I'm charging him with grand theft. But because it's a blue prosecutor, blue judge, blue jury, blue appellate court, it just flies through anyway. You're like, Tom, that can't be happening. That is happening. That's exactly what is happening right now. There are no elements to these crimes at all. What did Trump do to obstruct an official proceeding? He said, go protest peacefully and patriotically. That's all the references he ever made to the protest. So how did he obstruct an official proceeding? By saying that the election was corrupt or that the election was stolen or that the election was fraudulent? That's not an element of that crime. That would be like me charging Aaron with a grand theft where he didn't steal anything. Certainly, if he didn't steal anything, then he didn't steal anything over $300. But yet Aaron mentioned the word thief one time in his life, charging him with theft. Aaron could have said, I hate thieves, and I charge him with theft. You're like, Tom, that's a nonsensical comparison. No, it's an exact comparison. That they have nothing more than that. Third charge, obstruction of an... They charge him with obstruction of official proceeding, and then they charge him with an attempted obstruction of official proceeding. They charge him twice with it. Obstruction of an official proceeding. Then they charge him again with obstruction of an official proceeding. And then they charge him with an attempted obstruction of an official proceeding. And a conspiracy against rights. What rights did he violate? Where? When? Illustrate them on paper. All they have are Trump's assertions that the election was stolen, which, by the way, it was. Did everybody see it? Because I'm not going to get to it tonight, probably. That Governor Abbott of Texas just cleansed his voter rolls of 1 million people. 1 million people. 500,000 of them were people who left the state already. This is Texas now. This is a red state. The rest of them, I'm trying to remember, were dead people or illegals. 1 million people.
Yeah.
And you don't think you have the right to assert that the elections are fraudulent? But if you assert that, you're going to be charged with conspiracy to defraud the United States of America because you assert it. Now, remember, when we run the DOJ on January 20th of 2025, then we need to go back. And if it's out of the statute of limitations, we simply change the statute of limitations like they did with E. Jean Carroll to charge Donald Trump with civil sexual offenses. Remember, civil sexual offense. Remember, they just changed it. Letitia James, it was like 40 years ago. They changed the statute of limitations to accommodate that one charge. And that was all done with Act Blue money. Facts. So they just had another Act Blue thing where a woman in a nursing home, she allegedly gave $230,000 in like a 6-year period of time. It's all lies. I don't have time to get into that. But anyway, that's what Jack Smith's up to. It's the exact same charges as before, just re-engineered. Aaron's putting something up here. 18 U.S. Code, what do you want me
to do? Yeah, that's that conspiracy against rights. Read that. That's okay. So funny what they're
conspiracy
charging.
Against rights. 18 U.S. Code 241, if two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district, in the free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege secured to him by the Constitution. So Donald Trump allegedly oppressed, injured, threatened, or intimidated people. Where? Just illustrate it to me. But yet, because, and I know I'm being redundant with this, but because it's a blue judge, he can just do whatever he wants. And you're like, no, eventually the truth will find out. Only, in this case right here, only if you can get to the SCOTUS. And what if the SCOTUS was still liberal?
Yeah.
It's over then.
Yep.
It's over. All right, I could talk about that. It's the blue jurisdiction, blue judge stuff. Literally, I could go on for 5 minutes. No, 55 minutes. But anyway, let me show you. I'm saying that for Aaron's benefit. I'm trying to pick what I want to get to now. I'm going to try to get these two things in. All right, Benny Johnson video. Bombshell. Top investigative journalist Julie Kelly on what happened on 1-6. This is brief. It's only 2 minutes and 32 seconds. On 1-6, look how 1-6, look at what 1-6, J-13, and the Whitmer kidnapping all have in common. Play for me, Heather.
Why were these individuals, let's start with Thomas Crooks, how did Thomas Crooks get the training to build pipe bombs?
That's a huge question. And I'll tell you, as soon as I found out, as soon as they reported that he had explosive devices, I went, here we go. Same thing as Gretchen Whitmer. Recalling Gretchen Whitmer, Benny, that as this group that they had targeted started to fall apart, they embedded an undercover FBI employee who posed as an explosives expert to show the guys, hey, we can really do this. We can blow up Gretchen Whitmer, this bridge leading to her house, you know, so law enforcement can't get there. They showed in September of 2022, the group of targets, they showed a video by this FBI undercover employee, and this is important, of an SUV being blown up. You know who produced that video, Benny? Guess.
The FBI?
The FBI did. This is the extent that they will go to, really endangering people. Gretchen Whitmer should be irate at the FBI because you had this group, you're goading, and then at the end, here, we can make explosives. We're going to go buy all the elements to do it. Of course, the same thing now with J6 and now the Thomas Crooks thing. How did this 20-year-old kid, and now they don't have any chat messages? They said he had an encrypted chat app, but, oh, we can't get into it. Baloney. I've seen this in J6. This is impossible. We're supposed to believe there is, Benny, there is no doubt in my mind that Thomas Crooks was in communications with probably an FBI informant, undercover agent, or an asset from another department, including DHS. He was training at a rifle range where DHS employees and other government employees train. It has all the hallmarks of another setup, but this time their target got away from them. I'm not sure that this is what exactly the FBI wanted. I can't say that declaratively, but this is what the FBI has been setting up in all of these domestic terrorism cases. And this is the result, and still terrifying to think of what could have happened to Donald Trump that day.
One.
So very simplistically, what did 1-6, Crooks, J-13, and Whitmer kidnapping hoax, what did they all have in common? Bombs. You can side by side that, Aaron, whenever you get a chance. So this is Thomas Matthew Crooks, of course. Now, somehow this guy, and what he used was ammo boxes, those hard, you know, those hardened metal ammo boxes, to build three explosive devices, and he had a three-channel detonator. That guy. Who was practicing his marksmanship at the DHS range with DHS agents who were the primary staffers on that day.
Right.
Only Trump's Secret Service actual team, I believe three members, were there. Rest of them were DHS agents. And they had the Secret Service sniper team. That's it. Rest of them, 19 of them, something like that, were DHS agents. And he was training at their range. And this guy builds high-tech, by the way, high-tech explosive devices.
Yeah.
This guy, who is a nutritional assistant at a nursing home. His entire digital footprint. Now, this is a kid who's 20 years old. So it's a little bit of an older crowd in here tonight, though. Aaron definitely is somewhat part of his generation because Aaron just turned 30. But Aaron's even a little too old. But if you're a 20-year-old, you were raised completely and totally in the digital age. You're telling me this guy's no digital footprint.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Come on.
Nothing at all. Nobody has a text message from him. Nobody has a Facebook Messenger. How do you direct message each other? Whatever. Yeah. Instagram, whatever it is. I don't know what those are called because I'm never on Instagram. But anyway.
Yeah, just DMs.
Yeah, DMs. Yeah. So you direct messages. Nothing. There's no digital footprint for this guy at all. His house was clean to the place of surgical. That guy. Right? And he builds explosive devices. Just like January 6th, where they found explosive devices that were set to go off 12 hours from then, who had a 1-hour timer on them. And everybody is on video. So I'll have to do the Darren Beatty thing here on it. I've got stuff on it, but I've never actually had time to play it. Where it's showing, and Julie Kelly has excellent stuff on this too. Make sure you follow her on Twitter. But they have the cops showing up, and they're notified. Secret Service is notified of the bombs outside the RNC and the DNC, and nobody does anything. As a matter of fact, they then allow Kamala Harris within a few hours of those bombs. And they allow school children walking by to go by the bombs after they knew the bombs were there. Because was it that the bombs were there for hours in advance, or were they dropped right then and there? Right before they were reported, they were dropped. You know, the FBI put out its edited version of the suspect in the RNC DNC bombing, whatever you call it. It's not a bombing because the bombs didn't go off, but bomb threat. Yeah, that's supposed to be, but that's the actual bomb, by the way. An egg timer? Really? And of course, those bombs were exploded, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what you do with evidence. You explode it.
Like the cocaine.
I mean, you just get ready, you just blow it up. But anyway, leave that up. So, I mean, that you're supposed to believe. So in the FBI's edited video footage of the suspect placing the bomb, they put the one image where you can see that the person's sitting at the bench, but there's another image, another camera angle that would definitively show him dropping the bomb, putting it there, placing the bomb, and they left that out. They cut it out. And it is the worst. What would you call it, Aaron? Graphic level, technical level, HD?
Yeah, the lowest frames per second.
The lowest frames per second video footage you've ever seen in your life at a government building where we are $35 trillion in debt, paying for that government building to have a camera system. So in every one of these FBI cases, 1/6, there's bombs there. In Crook's case, somebody trains this guy. Right, there's the video footage. They cut the footage where you can definitively see the guy because they have a camera one, camera two, and camera two would show you exactly to show you the guy dropping the bomb. And they cut that out. And anybody with any sort of expertise in technology can tell you that it's an edited video.
Yeah.
And of course they do that. So of course you have the bombs in 1/6 that Aaron just showed you. The bombs in the Crooks case were somehow a 20-year-old nutritional assistant at a nursing home is able to build three high-tech explosive devices and has a three-channel detonator. He somehow knows how to do this. And he has no digital footprint. He has encrypted, Aaron, is that the word?
Yes.
Encrypted channels with people in Belgium.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember the three countries. But Belgium's one of them. Belgium, you know.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's in communications, in encrypted communications with Belgium. And then what was the other, right where the UN's at? Whatever it is. I can't remember. But anyway, they're all encrypted. And the FBI, for some reason, the FBI can chase down using a facial ID, a MAGA mom who did nothing but unknowingly trespass on 1/6. They can be hunted down around the globe, but they can't unencrypt Thomas Matthew Crook's encrypted messages that he's sending overseas. Go, Aaron.
Belgium, Germany, and New Zealand.
Belgium, Germany, and New Zealand. He was sending encrypted messages to.
Yeah.
Why would that be? Training at the DHS Mark's rifle range. has three explosive devices that you would basically have to have military expertise to build and detonate with a three-channel detonator.
Right.
And in the Whitmer kidnapping hoax, all of, remember that they had 18 defendants, 18 co-conspirators.
Right,
Whitmer kidnapping hoax. 12 of them were FBI agents or assets. And in this specific case, the case was starting to dry up. They needed to do the Matthew Colangelo and reinvigorate it. So they reinvigorated by introducing explosives to these six conspirators.
Mm.
And what they did was send an explosive expert into the conspiracy and said, hey, I can teach you how to build a bomb. Then the FBI built a bomb, attached it to a pickup truck, and videoed themselves blowing it up.
Wow.
Gestapo. Ugh. So this whole thing is drying up. The Gretchen Whitmer kidnappers are like, you know, we're not really, you know, we can show you how to build a bomb. And you can, quote, this is right out of their charging affidavits, off of their witness statements. You can blow up the bridge heading into Gretchen Whitmer's house. That was the plan. So the FBI actually constructs their own bomb and blows up a truck with it so they can show these six innocent men how to build a bomb and then charge them with the crimes they incite them to commit. That's where we're at. That is where we are at. All right, I'll do more tomorrow. Like Aaron says, Aaron, what's the word?
You always got tomorrow.
Always got tomorrow. 14 minutes into overtime, 992 people on. I love you guys. Rumble Rants, Patriot Wolverine. That's a new one. Appreciate it. $35, really do. Peb 780, thank you. Also a new one, $25. Mike Griffin, my friend, love you. See him in church all the time. $20. Nude Monk, $10. S. Clark, 1968. Love you guys. $10. Really do appreciate it. Really do. Stick around for the post game. As always, it's awesome. I'll be in the chat. We'll launch tomorrow. I think maybe on the Trump shooting stuff. I'm not sure. You never know. Who knows? It depends. I mean, I've got so much. This is my election fraud section. It's what I missed 2 hours, but we'll be back on tomorrow. We'll be back on tomorrow at 9 o'clock. All right. Love you guys. Stick around for the post game. See you tomorrow night, 9 p.m. God bless you. That if you did what God wanted you to do, every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No. I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year. They, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.